Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
This is Preston Sharp, and I'm a junior here at HBU. I'm a practical theology major, but fun fact, I actually used to be a music major. I originally came to HBU for the music program, but when I was involved here, something that really caught my eye was the worship team, Refuge. Doing worship with those guys, it's been amazing. I joined my sophomore year, and from there, it helped me to get more involved with the Baptist Student Ministries. It helped me to get more involved with Kaleo Discipleship. It introduced me to a group that HBU is affiliated with called Go Now Missions, with whom I went on a mission trip this past summer, but I can get back to that in a few minutes. So looking at how Refuge got me connected into the ministry of HBU and stuff like that, Refuge introduced me to some really amazing people, helped me to hone my abilities as a musician, helped me to understand that there's more to leading worship than just being a musician. When it got me introduced to the Baptist Student Ministries, I realized that there were so many more opportunities available. I started growing in Christ and started praying more than I ever had. And while I was involved with them, I met the people representing Go Now Missions. They like to send students around the world, paying for a large portion of their price to go on the trip. And I was originally going to go to New York City, but I wound up going to Austin, Texas, because of some of the issues regarding the pandemic. But while I was there, I realized that God wants me to be involved in missions more, wants me to be focused heavily on missions, possibly to go into it full-time in the future. So that's when I decided to change my major from music into theology to better prepare me to go into the missionary field. And I feel like the theology school at HBU here, especially with a practical theology major, is going to equip me to do that so well. It's inspired me to be more involved doing ministry here on campus. I work as a small group leader with the Baptist Student Ministries for upperclassmen. I'm working with a younger student, a freshman. He and I are discipleship partners. And we do that through Kaleo. But all in all, I'd say that being involved with ministry here at HBU has really changed my life. It's helped inspire me to do some things that I never imagined myself doing. I have the opportunity to go every morning with some good friends of mine. There's about 10 of us every morning. At around 9 a.m., we go on a prayer walk around campus. And we get to pray for the students, pray for the faculty. This week, we've been emphasizing praying for administration and faculty. And we know how important they are, and we know how stressful this time is. But being able to minister to people in ways like that has really, really helped me to grow and helped me to understand more about what the future holds for me. So yeah, I'd say that's a bit about me, just the general stuff. And yeah, cool.
Well, Preston, I'm just delighted to hear about your spiritual journey. And we really, as an HBU leadership team, appreciate the prayers of you and your colleagues. Makes such a difference. Now, I want to just take a minute. You mentioned Kaleo Discipleship on the HBU mm-hmm. campus. And for those who don't know what Kaleo Discipleship is or what it means, will you explain it to them?
Yeah, absolutely. Kaleo Discipleship is this, in a nutshell, it's this opportunity for students to be able to pour into the lives of the students coming up after them. A lot of us who are upperclassmen, I'm a junior, so I'm just this much farther along than the person that I'm working with. And that's the key to it all. Discipleship is, it's kind of a walking together in life. It is a partnership. I'm not necessarily teaching him. I'm learning from my partner every day. But this freshman and I, we're growing together. We're in the word more. And Kaleo Discipleship provides us with materials, with tools, with people to help guide us along our path. And it's just this beautiful opportunity for students to be able to grow together in Christ on a really personal level.
It's really cool that HBU, although it's a liberal arts university, has a distinctive school of Christian thought. We'll get to that in a minute. But every student has the opportunity for spiritual development around the abiding conviction of HBU that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Absolutely.
Talk about some of the changed lives that you've experienced. And I know your own life has been remarkably increased and spiritually enriched through HBU. But talk to me about some of the students around you and what God is doing.
Sure. Well, to reference my discipleship partner again, he became a Christian. Actually, he started last semester and he became a Christian in the first month of that time.
Wow.
There's this spiritual emphasis week that HBU has, it's called Ignite. During that time, we have our chapel services are called convocations. So we have, I believe it's 5 convocations over the course of 3 days. And during that time, my discipleship partner came to faith in Christ. Now, what's remarkable about that is, first of all, his life was changed for the glory of the kingdom, which is hallelujah, amen, an amazing thing. But before this point, he had held a Bible in his hands and opened it maybe 5 times. He said he could count it on one hand. But since meeting with him, starting in last September, since meeting with him, he's been diving into the word. He coincidentally was taking his introduction to the Bible class that we all have to take. And we started our discussions based on the scriptures that he was having to read during that class. So all these things converged in his life. He became a Christian. He was introduced to a lot of people. And then suddenly he found himself having to dive into the word for class, but it really is helping him grow as a person. And it's not just him. At that Ignite thing, the conference that we had, from what I remember, there were about 70 people who made decisions, and about 40 of those were first-time believers. And it's amazing. I got to be part of the worship team during that, and just seeing people truly worship, it was an amazing experience. But through the lens of discipleship, through the lens of being a small group leader with the Baptist Student Ministries, I see people growing in their daily walks. I get to see students who hadn't really considered their faith before this learn to make their faith their own. And that's what's really important about being here at a Christian school. And like you said, it's remarkable that a liberal arts school like HBU would have something as impressive as a discipleship program like that. But you get to meet with people, say, going to the library or our coffee shop here and just sitting and having meaningful conversations. We all fancy ourselves philosophers over a cup of coffee. But in truth, it's really, this campus has been the source of many, many important connections in my life. And it's a privilege to be able to see people around me grow. It's amazing.
Well, that is beautiful. Preston Sharp is a practical theology major at HBU, scheduled to graduate in 2022. The School of Christian Thought at HBU is very distinctive. It's got incredible scholars, but again, men and women that have such a commitment to the individual. They obviously have the degrees and have all of the academic accolades, but They truly are committed to each and every student individually. Tell us about your experience as a practical theology major at HBU.
Well, as a practical theology major, I have a slightly distinctive degree program that revolves around more of the ministry side of things than the scholarly side of things. There's a class that I'm going to have to take sometime soon entitled Biblical Languages for Christianity. For ministry, I'm sorry. Biblical Languages for Ministry. And it's the whole point of this major is to develop me into a minister. Now, that isn't to say that anybody in a different major is receiving any less training. In fact, I'm willing to believe that the students here in the School of Christian Thought are receiving the top-notch training, regardless of their major. All these professors, deeply care for us to grow. One or two that really stick out to me. Dr. Felici Sagwe, he's a professor here. Typically, a lot of his classes revolve around Old Testament, and he's teaching a Genesis class this semester. I took Old Testament theology from him last semester, and he's such a personable man. He really cares. He pastors an international church as well as being a full-time professor, and the man has such a passionate heart for God and heart for students to grow. His class is very, very in-depth, but only because he knows that if we receive all this information, something is going to impact our life. That class helped me sort of to shape some of the distinctive core beliefs that I have as a Christian. Another really important one for me would be Professor Skinner. He taught systematic theology last semester. And yeah, getting to talk about how theology and doctrine is applied in someone's daily life, not even just as a minister, but in the life of the Christian, you know, how should we all be considering doctrine and theology? It's been wild. And the thing is, I am only two semesters in. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. And in the midst of all of that, I can see myself growing more. I haven't hit I haven't hit my cap yet. Now, that is not a statement about me. That's a statement about how HBU is giving me all the proper tools. That's about how God is using me and how God will continue to use me. But this School of Christian Thought really has challenged me. It's helped me to look for real truth in everything. And it's helped me to grow my personal faith as well.
That's incredible. Beautiful testimony. Preston, where are you from and how did you get to HBU?
Well, I'm originally from North Houston, just north of the Kingwood area, for those who would know that area. But I was introduced to HBU because my mother is an alumni, or an alumnus, I suppose. She graduated from HBU the nursing program in 1995. I probably shouldn't have dated her like that. But anyway, well, yeah, she is, she loves this school. The time she had here was some of her most important formative years. And so she put the school on my radar when I was a junior in high school. And I remember coming to an HBU preview day, one of their weekend sessions where they have all sorts of people sign up and come in and they'll give tours and they'll have professors speak and they'll brief you on what financial aid looks like and what scholarships that you can get and things like that. I was sitting in a financial aid meeting and I'm going to be honest, I was a little bored, but while I was in that meeting, I felt God touch my heart and I leaned over to my mom and my dad and I said, it's only March of my senior year, but would it be all right if I went ahead and submitted my commitment to come to HBU? And they said, well, honestly, if God's telling you to do that, then that's what we need to do right now. So when we left the meeting, we went immediately over to the table and I signed up to be a Husky and I got my t-shirt and it was It was so amazing. So my mom is the one who introduced this school to me. And since then, I've kind of been working on getting people from my hometown who were younger than me to come and probably consider HBU. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have terrific parents. I mean, take just a moment, if you would. There's a prospective student listening to you trying to figure out what choice for a college or university, maybe a parent who has a son or daughter, or a grandparent has a grandson or granddaughter. Tell them why they should decide that HBU would be the place for them.
Well, if you want to find a place where the most important thing in the life of the students, or at least for the ones that I know and for myself, the most important thing in our life is growing in our relationship with Christ. And because of that, it motivates us to do our best in academics, to give our time to ministry, and to know each other better through just good community. If your son or daughter, your grandchild, or if you are a prospective student looking for a place and you're considering HBU, well, I would encourage you, if you want to find a place where you will find friends that will last a lifetime, you will find professors that will influence you in your career, and you will find a connection with God that will really help deepen your understanding of not just the world, but of the love that is offered to each one of us, then HBU is the place for you. If you're looking to grow as a person, I couldn't think of a better place.
Well said. There's more that you can discover about admissions at HBU at hbu.edu/admissions, or you can call 281-649-3211. Our graduate school is hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, or 281-649-3269. And I just want to encourage those men and women that are giving financially to support Houston Baptist University to continue. As you can see in the life of Preston Sharp, our giving is eternal because we're equipping young men and women to not only get academically qualified, but to develop a Christian worldview and go change their world. You can give online at hbuonline.com, and you can also call 855-428-1960. Preston, I want to really thank you so much for being with us today. I can just see the light of Christ in you. Keep on keeping on. It's going to be exciting to see what's ahead for you. What are you planning career-wise?
Well, I'm looking to start in the years, 2 years following my graduation, I'm looking to start in the International Mission Board's Journeyman Program. That'll take me for 2 years of overseas missions. And from there, I'll discover it. If I find myself in a place that just feels like where I'm supposed to be, then God willing, that's where I'm going to spend my life. But career-wise, it's going to be spent on mission for the spreading of the gospel.
Well, that's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to see where you go and what you do and all the fruit that will follow. Preston Sharp, thank you so much for being with us on HBU Think About It. This is podcast number 186, and you have made it very special in our time together.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.